Blog Talk Radio.
We got on the line two of the members, the guy that talks the longest, Roy, he's not on the line as of yet. We have Alicia and we have Donna on the line. How y'all doing today?
Use my name right.
Oh, D Lovely. My bad.
Thank you.
My bad. Hey, D Lovely, I forgot. You ain't been on the show so long, I forget.
Well, I mean, you can be lovely, then I must just be E. I mean, like, come on now.
Okay, E.
I like that.
Yeah, that's right. We got E and we got D Lovely. Me of all letters.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
P-A-Z.
Yeah.
The subject for today, the work that Mueller is doing, flipping these guys like French fries, flapjacks, like fish.
Flip them like flapjacks, Tim.
And I want her to talk about handguns in the school since she is a teacher and she is a military vet. And also, I want to hear about how you feel about the students, especially Emma Gonzalez, what is it we call BS, and David Hogg, who keeps saying we will outlive you and we will put you out of office. And also, your opinion on the Black Panther movie. So, E, go first with the question of how you feel about handguns in the schools, and then we'll go to D Lovely, and she'll talk about it, and I'll say something.
Okay, let me tell you something. And I'm not angry. I'm just really concerned. As a military vet, I spent 22 years putting my life on the line for my country, and I chose to be a teacher so that I would not have to do something like that. It's different when you're protecting your students from harm. It's a whole totally different game when you're trying to put a gun in a teacher's hand. I say this because I teach in a community that's predominantly Black, and we have predominantly white teachers. So let's say that Pookie and Ray Ray being a little rambunctious, and the teacher says stop, and they give her some lip, and she now feels threatened. You got Becky with the good hair, just out of school, 23 years old, with a gun in her hand, talking about, well, they were yelling at me, and I was fearing for my life, and now you got Pookie and Ray Ray dead on the floor. Similarly, what if I am in
girl,
a predominantly
you
white
think,
school?
Think.
Yes.
Go on,
if I was in a predominantly white school and Bubba and Becky were mouthing off to me, and I know Bubba is his granddaddy and his daddy are card carrying members of the Klan, and I pull my gun out because now I'm scared. Do I want to be that Black teacher in the white community holding a gun with a white student dead in my classroom? That's not going to bode well for me either. I just don't think. I mean, they don't pay teachers hazardous duty pay. That's not what we signed up for. And I'm not doing it. My students better follow me out the door.
D Lovely?
I am absolutely standing behind E in this one. She is absolutely right. But let me tell you, I have a 17-year-old Black male that I'm raising. He's over 6 feet tall. He is not intimidating to me. But I promise you, he's intimidating to somebody. And if he raises his voice in class and the teacher, who is 5 foot nothing and feels like this big Black buck is coming at her, my son would be dead.
Or
and
him.
That's... Or he,
or
exactly.
A and they're going to feel justified, and it's going to be okay because we gave them a gun. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Stop it.
Stop it. They are not. That is not what they trained for, and I don't care.
No.
How long that teacher has been teaching, I don't care how long they've had a concealed weapons permit, I don't care how, I carry myself, I'm well able to carry, but I promise you, if there is somebody shooting, I'm not running towards the gunfire, I don't get paid for that.
Thank you, and I'm a teacher.
That's not my job,
either.
I'm going to do everything I can to keep everybody around me safe, but we still going to hide, we still getting low, and we still going to scatter, because that's what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Get low, low, low,
That is not in the other duties as a sign. That's not in my contract, and I'm not going to do it. I will leave the profession.
I work for law enforcement.
We got to go to the arms room and plan for your weapon for your classroom.
Right. I work for law enforcement, and I've worked for law enforcement for over 20 years, and guess what they don't teach us? They don't teach us to go and try to save somebody else. We learned active shooter drills just like everybody else. We have safe rooms like every other facility. And the reason we have that is because they do not want us all in there who clearly aren't all capable of carrying to have firearms at our in our office. So if I've worked for law enforcement and I've got agents that work right there in the building, why am I carrying? What's my purpose? So if the school has resources for what somebody that's their job, that's who needs to be doing it. Somebody who every day knows how to handle that. Not somebody who gets training on Tuesday, the first Tuesday every 6 months
of August,
and they're going to be for an hour.
Correct.
What?
Exactly.
My view is I agree with everything that's been said. I just say that professionals, they miss too. They don't always shoot the target. And there could be some friendly fire, another kid get hurt, a teacher get beat up, and the kid takes the gun and go kill somebody in the middle of the hallway. I mean, too many guns in a safe environment is not going to make it safe. Not to me.
Right. Right.
Okay,
you're right.
What do you guys, women, feel about the work Mueller is doing by having different people flip on other people? Like my boy Manafort, he looked like he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. I mean, it ain't looking good unless he flipped too. Go ahead,
Go ahead,
Eve. Go ahead,
D-Love.
No. I'm waiting on you. Go ahead. I think he called you out. Go ahead.
He's flipping them like hotcakes at IHOP. I think that it's just like watching live TV, and you never know. You never know who's next. You know, I tell my students, at least in combat, we knew who the enemy was. But you really don't know who the enemy is out here anymore. And there's no loyalty. There's no loyalty. There's no party loyalty. It doesn't even appear to be any race loyalty right now. So who's safe?
Yeah. I think the person we need to keep our eye on is, what was the aide's name, the ex-Trump aide? Rick Gates. Now, he pled guilty, so we already know he knows he's going, something bad going to happen to him. So I think that's the one that's going to turn him sunny side up.
You know, because, I just think that somebody is trying to, remember Oliver North?
Mm-hmm.
And that whole scandal. I think it's just playing itself. And somebody's going to take the fall. But, you know, after Oliver North got what he got and pled guilty and did whatever little federal time, white collar crime time he did in club, whatever federal prison,
mm-hmm.
Oliver North got paid to do that. You know, you didn't hear a peep out of him. I'm sure they said, look, you about to take this fall, you're going to get out, you're going to get this money, and we're going to send you somewhere, and ain't nobody going to ever hear from him. I have not heard from him since it happened. I know it's been over 25 years.
Well, he does have a show on the History Channel, I think he does.
Oh, that's right,
well,
he does.
Yeah.
But how long has he been on? I didn't even know that, because I've been looking for a brother, for real. How much?
But you're right. He ain't said anything. That's for sure. He ain't said nothing about that. This show don't pertain to what happened No, it don't.
Yeah, because all the his convictions were vacated and reversed, and then all the charges against him got dismissed. So whatever happened, they had to pay a lot of people, but they did what they were supposed to do.
Correct. And he got the most points. He got the most points.
I really don't think there's... I think there might be a payoff, couple pardons, but I don't think... I think somebody's going down for all that... money launder that's going on. That's what it's about, really, y'all.
Yeah, Kushner, that's what it comes down to.
He owed money. Trump owes some money to some of them people over in Russia for them deals that went belly up. There's going to be something come of the money launder. I'm sure of that. And I'm sure he knew that the Russians were putting stuff out there because he wouldn't have called them out and said for them to look up Hillary's emails either.
Yeah.
Correct. And then, you know, now, you know, his son is soft as cotton. So all they got to do is put the pressure on him a little more. He about to sing like Leontine Price. He can't take the pressure.
So he's doing what he always does. Tramp. Sorry, call the man Tramp. Trump will do what he's always done.
You were right the first time. You were right.
He's going to fall back on what he knows, which is start... a smokescreen, which is let's talk about Hillary and how crooked she is, and let's talk about every other crooked thing, but let's not talk about me, because you know everything that happens, every time they get close to him, we get some sort of catastrophe that happens, so that the catastrophe becomes the issue, and he's not the issue. So the focus gets moved every single time, and the pointer gets sent in a different direction. So whatever's happening...
But thank God Mueller ain't listening to that.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God he's not. And neither are his investigators either. I have one more thing about that. How y'all feel about all these people working at the White House? And I know Alicia, how she feels. She probably feels like I do. Working without a clearance. I'm so mad.
I've been on USAjobs.gov like since I heard about. Like, yo, what you mean you don't need a clearance? I'm about to take this move 2-hour commute and get about 70K. Why you be after? Like, are you serious? I had to have a clearance to be a medic.
Yeah,
I had to have it. Well, Alicia, remember I was working up there in that building, right?
Well, yes.
You had
clearance in a few things.
I had a top secret clearance just to order stuff for publications. I'm like, come on now.
Yes.
You mean to tell me these cats is running the country and ain't got a clearance? Man, people be put in jail.
A piece of clearance.
Okay, here's my take on that. It's not that they don't have the clearance. They got this information. They knew what the situation was. They know who has done what. They've just chosen to ignore the information. That information came through immediately. Like I said, I work for law enforcement. We do these background checks through the state, and then they go to the FBI. That information comes back within 33 seconds. There is no way in the world they don't know who they got working in there. And the problem is they just didn't care. And that's the real.
So you are fired up just like us two military people. I forgot about your background, D. Lovely.
Yeah.
But you're just as mad as us.
Yeah, I'm so furious because I have had people who didn't get jobs in law enforcement after their background check because they had bad credit. And you're going to tell me that some joker that punched a girl eye out on her honeymoon, on their honeymoon, that he can work in the White House and was up for a promotion?
Like, you know how many back I had to get to be a special education teacher. Like, they went back, I know, 20 years. They called people that I didn't even know was still alive. Like, get out of here. I'm trying to teach.
they telling me
that I got to go through more hoops to be a teacher? because God forbid I raise my voice at Becky and Bubba or Pookie mm-hmm. and Ray Ray. You know,
they
and
just,
every day I tell
just,
them,
it's going to
be the news, clues, and crime tape, something go awry. And somebody, only one of us coming from behind the crime scene tape, and I guarantee it ain't going to be you. Trust and believe.
Yep.
And I'm not doing no because I'm a combat vet. But you can try me if you want to. Okay? Okay. They can beat up women and hide stuff and do some shady ish and run the country, apparently.
They did me the same way mm-hmm. while I was in the service. And they checked on people back at the crib, back in Stevensville, where I'm from. And when I went home on leave, Negroes was walking up to me talking about, yo, somebody asked me about, was you a good guy? And I'm like, you?
Yeah.
I said, were you high when they called you? These were the lowest of the lows. They was contacting everybody. I'm like, what?
I'm telling you, that's worse.
They went mm-hmm. way back.
So
and it's not new. That's not new information. I'm telling you, we do it for my job. And before you can even come on board, it's 6 weeks of background check. You may get on temporarily, but guess what? If they find something in that temporary time, they will pack up your shit and you'll be gone. When you come in the morning, your access will not work.
That is crazy.
Wow.
But here we are looking at people who are seriously not occasional issues, but constant. And it's okay.
Yeah, every week.
Yeah. Seems it's okay. Crazy.
Okay, my next subject is I'm gonna apologize to D Lovely. I have said on Facebook many a time after Trayvon got shot that Florida was in a state.
Yes, you have, and you broke my heart.
I was so mad. I said, "Darling, D Lovely, you better get out before it becomes not a state. It's not a state. I just didn't. I hated Florida, but after these kids down in Parkland, the way they talk so eloquently with a whole lot of sense, they talk better than Trump. I mean, when I listen mm-hmm. to them, I go, I love how they express themselves." And I want to know, how do you feel about these kids down in Parkland, Florida, after this shooting, and how they're expressing themselves about this gun control?
I love them. I believe that this is the only way it's going to ever change. And the only way you can make change is you've got to have somebody outside the system working. Because at this point, the system is broken, and the people getting paid are the only ones that care about how things are going to go. So at this point, we need somebody who doesn't have a dog in the fight, but they got a leg in it. So it's realistically, that's what it comes down to. These children, they can't vote. They don't have any financial power. They don't have anything in this other than the fact they just want to stay alive. So when you start talking about who's the best representative for this information, for gun control, for fighting the NRA. I have been to meetings and had to stand up against the NRA. I worked in the firearm purchasing program with law enforcement, and that literally was where the background checks came through before somebody could buy a gun. I managed that program for over 10 years, and I'm telling you, every time we got somebody who had some mental issues and they weren't supposed to buy a gun, it turned out that somebody would do what's called a straw purchase, buy it for them. And if somebody didn't tell on them, they had a gun. There should be, there have to be better laws in place. And it's ridiculous, and it's scary. And the only way we find out things like that are just like you do with everything else. Somebody girlfriend get mad because she find out so-and-so was cheating on her, and guess what? That's the only way we're going to find out. Somebody got a snitch. Well, he bought so-and-so a gun, and he's not supposed to have one. Then we have to send police out. We got to put them in jeopardy trying to go get guns from Crazy Head over here who's got a whole stockpile of guns now. I'm telling you, MECOM is a real thing. They need to start putting these in place where they are not, where I don't you need a I think it need, they need a fingerprint identification before they will let you buy a gun.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. You got to go through all kind of stiff rules, and
yeah,
and I mean it's tough to get a driver's license, and it's easier to buy a gun. I mean,
sure
it's
correct.
It's harder to buy a car than it is to buy. What do you have to say about?
I think that it's really sad that they even have to deal with this. I watched students from Columbine, you know, on TV addressing the students that that were in Parkland, Florida, and my heart was breaking with them because a lot of them still suffer from PTSD and they are grown adults.
Yeah.
Just imagine what those babies from Sandy Hook are going to look like in 10, 15, 20 years. The horrific thing that they had to go through, and they were in elementary school. And I'm thankful and grateful. It gives me hope because those two little young people are our future. Like it or not, they're going to, like told Trump, you know, they're going to outlive us. And I pray that it's not going to take until they're old enough to vote to get him out of office. But they have the right mindset to know what they want in the leader of our country. And if they can get the ear of a lobbyist, or if they can get the ear of some type of PAC team, or some senator or representative, they're going to be able to make some powerful moves. And it's just a shame that those students and teachers had to die in order for them to make a point. But like Tim and you were saying, I mean, the NRA has Trump in their pocket. Everybody like, oh, Trump got the NRA. No, the NRA has Trump in their pocket.
Yep.
You know, it's the people that own pieces of him. You know, that that's why he looks crazy and confused, because he is robbing Peter to pay Paul just to keep his head above water.
Yep.
And it's a shame that our children, he doesn't even know how to relate to the children, because he probably don't understand the words that are coming out of their mouth. Because he talks about kids in preschool. Like, my 8-year-old grandson is more articulate than him. I can't even stand to listen to him on TV.
But the kids already got.
He has
the kids already got different companies winging themselves away from the NRA, not real American.
Oh,
from
yes.
The NRA. They already got MetLife. They got a couple of those rental car companies that ain't paying no money. I mean, there's about 10 or 9 companies that have pulled away from
their
the NRA. Yeah, that's where it's got to be. And you know what's crazy about this? I heard one of the kids, it wasn't one of the two that I mentioned, Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg, but there's like about 6 or 7 of them that's speaking out. I mean, at different town halls and different things. I heard one girl say, it was a blonde-haired girl with glasses, she said, dismantle the NRA. And I was like, I said that in 2015. And I went back on my Facebook post and pulled it up, because I was like, I said the same thing back then.
Here's the thing, though. You're saying that, and it makes perfect sense. The thing that frightens me about all of this is that we say dismantle the NRA. It's only as powerful as the people in charge. You've got a white woman standing up there saying the only reason anybody cares about this is because white mothers are crying. And the truth is, that is why. No one cares when we cry. It only matters when white folks are taken and say, we won't take this no more. It's the same thing with any kind of drug epidemic. Until it creeped into their neighborhoods, they didn't care.
Correct.
And now they're trying to figure out a way to lessen the drug laws, as well as the sentences for being convicted of a drug crime. This is the same thing that's going to have to happen here. When you start killing the children of white mothers who their husbands have to go play golf, and then they have to hear her when they come home, they don't want that. That's the only reason this matters to anybody.
You're right. Because if it would have happened at JFK High School on 131st in Kinsman in Cleveland, I bet you. They'd have been trying to figure out how much crack the little shooter was on.
Exactly.
All his life. You know, don't nobody give a rat's ass about, you know, oh, he lost his mother at 14. He's had mental problems. You think he been expelled from school? He looks crazy. Everybody wants to coddle him and say, oh, well, it's his circumstances. But if Pookie would have did it, oh, eight, no.
No, I'm telling you.
He'd have been victimized. You know, the people he shot would have been criminalized. Well, little Ray Ray was always in ISS. And, you know, that had the discipline report on all 17 people. And the teacher that stood in front of the door to save the students. Got wrote up for being drunk on duty. I mean, it would have been so many shenanigans. You know, if it
right. You know you're telling the truth.
Yeah. And E, you sure know a lot of Ray Rays and Pookies. I'll tell you that. And Becky's
Pookie
with the good hair.
Shaquana, Concretia.
Wait a minute, y'all. I know somebody that was named Absidy, and they spelled it A-B-C-D-E. Absidy.
Oh, shut up.
A-B-C-D-E.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I got a male and a female Alice Bay.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Okay, wait a minute.
I don't know. I don't know what they be on when they go having labor. I don't know.
Mm.
It's not
the last subject I want you girls to express yourself about is the Black Panther movie. Well, first of all, did anybody see it besides me?
Oh, I've seen it. I fell in love just like everybody else. You point at the screen and you say, "Wow, this is amazing." I didn't know that it was going to come to this, where I would feel emotional about a movie. But I felt emotions. I felt like somebody finally made the decision that we matter too. Our coins are out there supporting movies just like everybody else's. So now show me something.
Yeah, and I have not. I'm waiting to see it for a reason. I just want to wait. But why did it take that for us to have pride in ourselves and each other? Do you know how many times I got called spooky and midnight and crusty and because of my complexion? And now that Black Panther comes out, oh my God, dark skin is in again. You know, now you got people that want to touch my skin and touch my face. Oh, you're so beautiful for a dark skin person. Like, shut the hell up, you know?
Let's be realistic, though. You know, this is a phase.
I'm so real. And so I'm so glad that the movie came out. I'm so glad that they have all different hues of us, you know, because we are our own worst enemy. And I'm just thankful. Talk to Tim. I'm just thankful that they were true to the storyline, and they went above and beyond. Like says, I can't wait to see it. But I'm just glad the dark skin is in again.
Yeah, it's about time. But you know as well as I do, it's a fluke, and we got to be prepared for when they no longer are interested.
Girl, by the summertime, I'm gonna be back to not being in.
They're gonna move on to somebody like back to somebody light skin.
Yeah, they're gonna be trying to go back to get the
girls
with the tan.
Now they
faded, so you know I'm
all right
till about April, May. You good?
You good for now? So let's be real.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
tell you though. No. They're coming back out in summertime with Avengers Infinity.
Yeah.
And they're gonna
be the trailer.
They're going to be in Wakanda, so you'll be right back in again.
We'll see. We got enough of those folks that are so upset about this that we'll see.
No, the movie's already made. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
The movie, just remember, it's not about the movie. It requires those people to be able to put it in the theaters again and be interested. So we say we're interested and we excited, but if they feel like they've had enough, you'll be looking like Monique out here.
Well, this time they're bringing the Hulk, Captain America, Thor. So it's a few more other heroes coming to Wakanda to save it. So don't worry. You'll be all right.
Will? All right, we're gonna definitely check back.
I'll keep you posted.
Yes, ma'am.
let me give my two cents about it. I'm a comic book creator. Wait a minute. I'm a comic book creator and author, so it was mm-hmm. true to the storyline. But the thing that blew me away was the special effects, the graphics, the scenery. I mean, it was drawn in the comic books the way it looked, but you see it in real life, puts another perspective on the whole thing, and that made it better, yeah, more grander. You know what I mean? And with the way the writing was implied to teach black folks a little lesson within the storyline, that was never really done within the comic book. It was more about the purpose and the action. But within the storyline, I guess because it was a black director and more black people were working on it, it intercepted that, you know, that deal between fiction and reality for us black
people. Right. Right.
Right.
All right, then. I want to say thank you to E and D Lovely, all these letters floating around here. That's it. I'll hit y'all next week because we're going to have some more drama this week. I already know.
Oh, boy.
All right. Love, everybody. Bye, D Lovely.
Goodbye, E. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Later.
Later. Peace.